As I said the other day, our starters will play significantly more time in this ball game. Plan on taking them through, through the half, getting them some good work coming out after halftime, and then we'll let some of the younger guys finish the game.
Is this the most important, from a coaching staff, most important of the four games in your mind?
Well, in some senses it is. In terms of game planning, we go through the process of game planning. There's certain things that we're not going to show simply because it is the preseason, but we're going to go through the process of game planning, and we would like to see how the guys handle specific situations that we have game planned for in the in our weekly preparation. But again, we're not going to show, just like Tennessee's not going to show, the things that they've really worked on that we're all holding back for the regular season. So it is important in terms of going through the process of our preparation, both as coaches and players.
Over the years, has the post-game video review of Game 3 proven to be one of the more, I don't know if I want to say agonizing, but maybe more detailed situations? Because you have decisions you make off of it.
Without a doubt. We're getting closer to the cut date, and on Sunday we'll be making decisions about our roster, and we'll be moving down from 90 to 75, and those are tough decisions. There's a bunch of guys that have worked extremely hard for us, have tried to prove themselves, so it is tough in terms of the decision-making process. The one thing we try to tell the guys is that it's just not our staff that's evaluating them. The whole entire league's evaluating. Every time that they go put something out there on tape, it's 31 other teams besides us, and it's part of being in the NFL. Not everyone's going to make our 53-man roster, and it is tough because guys work their tails off.
Is this going to be probably the tougher set of cuts you'll have had to make over the next couple weeks?
I would say so. This has probably been the most competitive camp that we've had. Our first one was very competitive simply because there were a lot of unknowns. I think right now that we've got some set spots on our roster, but we've got a number of spots that are open, and there's a number of guys that could take those spots, and it's going to be really predicated on, one, how they played through the whole entire process, meaning how they started back in April when they first became an Atlanta Falcon, all the way through the third or fourth preseason game based on if they're here for the fourth one.
So that right tackle position is still open, or are you set with Lamar Holmes? Right?
Well, Lamar Holmes will be, simply because of the numbers and such, Lamar is going to take the majority of the snaps with the first group, but we've got to be able to have guys that can play both on the right and left side, and the way that the rotation is going to go, there's a chance that you'll see Schrader in there at right tackle, because we can't we can't get the rotation like we wanted to in the second half. But right now, Lamar's done a very nice job. Each week he's gotten better.
Seeing a running back like Chris Johnson, your thoughts for your defense in this game like this?
It's going to be a challenge for our defense. Chris Johnson's one of the fastest running backs in the league. He's a guy that can take the ball out the back door or bounce it out the front side. So it's going to be important for us to play with a lot of leverage. It'll be a challenge for us. It'll be a different style running game than we faced last week. I really have been impressed with the Titans' offensive line. Coach Munchak's a Hall of Famer. Coach Matthews is a Hall of Famer that coached the offensive line. So they do a very good job. And Chris is, if not the fastest, he's one of the fastest running backs in the NFL. And I've been impressed with Sean Green as well. Sean is more of the downhill runner that will run the ball and keep it in between the tackles.
Kind of a benefit. They have Greg Williams helping out there, so you might see a little more attacking style defense.
Well, it hasn't been in the first two preseason games. They've been very vanilla in terms of what they've shown. We know that Greg is got a very multiple package and shows a lot of multiplicity, but they haven't shown it to this point in time. I would imagine that we'll see a little bit more than what we saw in the first two preseason games, but like all of us, we're never going to show our hand here in the preseason what we're really going to be doing during the regular season.
Did you guys benefit a little more from the tape from last week, especially seeing the fact you've seen the other team that they were up against?
That helps us a little bit in terms of the matchups. They played Marvin played his offense through the first quarter, not as deep into the second quarter as as I anticipated, but it will. It'll give our guys an opportunity to say, well, yeah, I played against this guy the week before, and now I'm getting an opportunity to see how he handled and how he played against this, the guy on the Titans roster. So, but the big thing for us is that we want to be able to go out and we want to really execute and run the ball efficiently, throw the ball and protect the quarterback on offense, and then defensively we don't want to give up any explosive plays and contain the contain the running back and the quarterback. Jake is a very athletic quarterback. They do a nice job getting him on the perimeter, so it's going to be a good challenge for us, and we're looking forward to it. And our guys, you know, will have their second back-to-back road game, so it'll give us an opportunity to what's going to happen in the season. We're going to have some back-to-back road games, so we're going to go through that process. So anytime you go play a game, it's a learning experience, and this one should be really fun.
Thank you.